Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Every session, there are bills that qualify as the big bills, the game changers, those that affect public policy in a profound way or take the state in new and sometimes uncharted directions. Without a doubt, one of the big bills for this session is Senate Bill 175, the Big Education Overhaul. It's designed to pump millions more into public schools, provide some property tax relief, and provide some metrics by tracking student achievement. But the provision I want to focus on today is Section 31 of the bill as it relates to the adoption of the Common Core Standards. For those who don't know, the Common Core is a top-down set of national education standards meant to put students in every state on a level playing field. Advocates of the Common Core say that it will even out the standards so that a student in sixth grade in Tampa, Florida is learning the same thing as a sixth grader in Boise, Idaho. They say it's not a standardized curriculum, but rather a standardized set of standards. So far, so good. Sounds logical. But as with everything the government touches, the devil is in the details. So far, 45 states, including Montana, have adopted the Common Core. Alaska, Minnesota, Nebraska, Texas, and Virginia rejected the standards from the start. And now, at least six state legislatures are considering bills to change course and get out of the Common Core. Why? As I said, the devil's in the details, and the details are now becoming public. The list of those who oppose the standards is growing for a number of reasons. They say that it's a takeover of the public education system by the federal government, it's extremely expensive to implement, and although it's a set of standards, not actual curriculum, the standards are driving the development of new curriculum, and according to some lawmakers, the curriculum looks more like left-wing propaganda than true educational materials. Phase 1 was the adoption and implementation of standards for English and math, and Phase 2 is science, history, and health. Some have said that the health standards are nothing more than the national guidelines for comprehensive sex education, which begins in kindergarten. Legislators and citizens alike are beginning to rise up and ask serious questions. In Montana, as in other states, the Common Core was adopted and is being implemented without legislative oversight, and according to the chairman of the Montana House Education Committee, without the fiscal reviews required by law. In the words of another lawmaker, it's coming at us like a B-2 stealth bomber, and the results may be just as destructive. The members of the House Education Committee heard Senate Bill 175 earlier this week and received thousands of emails asking them to remove Section 31. In an interesting move, they heavily amended the bill but left Section 31 in place. When asked why, they said they didn't want to give anyone a false sense of security. The Common Core standards were being implemented before Senate Bill 175 was introduced, and according to the chairman, will continue to be introduced even if Section 31 is removed. They said the only way to stop it is to inundate the Office of Public Instruction and your local school boards with letters and phone calls. Some have even suggested lawsuits. The Board of Public Education maintains that it's above legislative oversight and doesn't have to adhere to legislative action. If that's true, then it's up to the people. These are your schools, and it's time to stand up for your kids. Let's bring some common sense to the Common Core. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.